Welcome to the Film Sessions podcast. Today, we are excited to feature Sergio and Catherine. So, Sergio and Catherine, tell us a little bit more about yourselves.
We've known each other for almost 2 years now. We both went to Clemson University. She still studies. I graduated. We met each other in film club. She's now the president of Clemson Film Club. And we're not only co-directors of the project that was entered into SWIFT, but we're also romantically partnered as well.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for introducing.
Yeah.
I have questions I wanted to ask you. What we can do is each of you can respond individually. So first I wanted to ask, what inspired you to get started in filmmaking?
For me personally, what inspired me to get into filmmaking, my path was literally, I was a model for an art class, which got me into performing, and then that grew through film club, and meeting Catherine helped me have a strong partner and feeling inspired and safe in making projects.
And then for me, it was, I always loved movies and I always really enjoyed film. And then I think in high school, I really started to get into storytelling. And then I went on to screenwriting in college, and that led me where I am today.
That's wonderful. Thank you for talking about that. I think it's very exciting, you know, the individual journeys and paths you've both taken. In relation to the film, I think it's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me more about how each of you have continued to pursue your career and journey in film. And what stage in your journey in film are you both in right now?
So I'm kind of in the process of expanding on my screenwriting more and getting like a first feature on paper. And then I also, as Sergio said earlier, I'm a president of a film club, so I can also teach people and spread my joy for film around.
And then me personally, I recently graduated. So right now my journey is interesting because now I have a remote job that allows me to make a stable income, but also gives me a lot of flexibility in performing in the arts. Right now we're working on a YouTube channel that's going to talk about different things, video summaries, just something fun as an outlet. But then we're also going to keep making short films, eventually do a feature film when we have the finances available. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a lot of modeling and acting in the Southeast.
Yeah, sounds exciting. Yeah, how is the plans for the YouTube channel coming along?
Pretty much everything's in place. It's really just about putting in the work to make the video, because we have the ideas, but now we have to actually sit there, write out a draft, watch the film, get the minutes to make sure we can pair up what we see visually with what the voiceover is saying. So it's a lot of work that's not really physical, more mental.
And it's also a lot of getting people all together to record it.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it sounds interesting. I mean, YouTube channel is definitely, you know, a lot of work involved. I'm interested, when do you think that everything will be up and running well?
We have a plan of producing our first video for YouTube that is not a short film, but more video essay based. By the end of September.
Yeah, sounds exciting and interesting. I'll be looking forward to seeing that when it comes out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right now, our YouTube channel would be called B&B Productions because her last name is Bergman and mine is Burgos. And we just thought B&B Production would be a fun company name in the future.
Yeah, it's nice. Definitely, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, so tell us more about the film that was that you submitted and you created, and it was accepted to the Student World Impact Film Festival this year. For the listeners to the podcast who want to know more about what it's about.
So the film in question was called Hearing Red. That film, it was actually funny because the way how I got inspired for that one was a fellow colleague from the film festival wanted to create a project about someone who was deaf. The right term escapes me sometimes of hearing impaired, which is not a great term to use nowadays. So just deaf. He wanted to create a project of a person that was deaf, and I wanted to create something with him because I found him to be a great guy. And I'm in the car ride and I'm contemplating, well, what kind of a deaf story would work? And I instantly thought of a woman for some odd reason, other than the fact that you don't really get to see a lot of women who are handicapped shown in a certain light in film. It's mostly just guys who are underdogs, who are beta males, and they overcome the bullies and they become the heroes. And I'm contemplating where to go. So I'm doing this weird word association thing, and I end up coming up with a deaf girl who gets her first period in school and has to deal with that. And then it expanded to me having to get my partner, Catherine, as a consultation of, hey, what is a girl dealing with at this point in her life? Because we don't really know in the film what age she is. She could be middle school or elementary school. Obviously she looks a bit older because of the actress we got, but if age wasn't a factor, you really could fit this film in any time.
And I feel like we tried to make the character representative of a group of people rather than just like a single person. Which is why, we feel like that would be more personable to a bigger group of people.
You can also see it in the relationship that the daughter has with the mother. Because when I wrote it, I just thought of a tumultuous relationship where the mom doesn't understand sign language and can't communicate with her daughter in a clear way. But then people commented when I told them the plot, they commented, well, she's her mom. She should know sign language because that's her daughter. It's her duty and her right. And that's true, but that's also an unrealistic pressure on parents with kids. Because this mom had a whole life before having this kid that was deaf. But what ended up happening was that people just assumed that that was her stepdaughter or she was adopted or something, because you never see the dad. The dad's out of the picture. There's no male representation in this film. Oh, go ahead. You had a comment.
No, I was just following along with what you were saying.
Yeah, so there's no male representation in the film other than in the background actors where they're all laughing at her. But the dad's not there. You don't feel his touch other than the last words he says over the phone, which you actually never get to even hear his voice. And
Yeah,
at
well,
the end,
yeah,
at the end of the
go
film,
ahead.
it ends up becoming like a nice moment where the teacher and the daughter have this connection of not only a woman, but also a person who is struggling in life.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, thank you for sharing about that story. Yeah, definitely. You kind of talked about this already with what you're talking about, but the other thing I wanted to ask you was, tell us more about the theme or the message of the film to the audience. Could you talk more about that aspect of the movie?
I think the big thing was representation of a type of person who doesn't get represented on screen a lot. And I actually played the mom of her. And it was interesting to look into the fact that, like, or hearing our audience's or interpretation of the character that she was probably adopted. And it was interesting to look back on my character and kind of like realize that people saw that aspect of the film.
And I personally have a hard time of writing short films or scripts that have dialogue. So a lot of my scripts or films that I've produced, they don't have dialogue. Most of it is just physical acting or short conversations, personal conversations between actors. And this film, it's mostly just body language.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because of like you said, since the film is a lot of body language, I think it's like a unique perspective on how you can convey emotion through film, right? You know, I think it's like a unique aspect of that. That's one of the reasons we really liked it at the festival. I think it's just a really inspiring type of way to convey the emotion through the film.
We really just wanted to show a struggle, but we didn't want it to be this cinematic piece where life is just constructed to hate on this one person. Because this one person isn't an individual, they represent a majority of people. I had a friend that told me that that same situation of having your period in class and running to the bathroom is what exactly happened to her. And then my own mother felt somehow aligned with this character that we created. And no one will ever know this unless they read the credits, but the character's name is June, and somehow that just fit well with this character, that the daughter was named June. And it just, when you think about it and you look at her and you see everything that happened, the name just fits.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't think about it that way, but it's really interesting you brought that up. Yeah. Could you tell us more about the process of making the film itself? Like, how was it from start to finish, working together and possibly with other people as well, to make the whole movie?
Genuinely, I almost didn't make the film because when I had asked, because let's be honest, I'm a Latino, fully capable, no allergies except for poison ivy, cisgendered male, writing a story about this character that I physically and spiritually and mentally have no business of writing, which is why I had to get consultants to help me out. But when I tried to start this, I had asked for help from my local community of my school. And even though we have deaf teachers that teach sign language as a major, we had no deaf students on campus. We have a blind student on campus. We have students in wheelchairs, but we don't have any deaf students. And I felt like that just restated what I was trying to do with the film. And I felt bad about making the film in the first place because when I had asked the professors for help, they were saying, well, we have no one on campus that can fill this role of June, but you can't make this film without getting someone who's actually deaf to play the character. And they're fully right. They were fully right. But I'm a poor college student at this time. Where was I going to go? The only advice that they or help they gave me was to drive to another county to go to a high school, I think it was, to watch this kid in a play and get her to do it. And great on them for helping me point a way, but that just seemed like something that a studio exec would do and have their money and resources for and the time. And I didn't. And I just didn't. But my friend gave me advice and he said, you should make this and just make it tasteful and make it good. And then no one will hate you for it. And so I get to work and I make it and I make it and I'm getting friends to help me. And I'm asking like silly questions to me, like, is this realistic enough to look like a period? What is she feeling? Is she crying? Where is she going? And I'm feeling silly, but my partner and my actress, and my coordinator are talking to me, and they're just making me feel better about myself to make this film. And it was worth it, because not only did we win a film festival, but it also got entered into multiple festivals. And I just never would have done it if I didn't believe in myself.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that whole process. Yeah, I agree. I think it was, you know, it's a process, but in the end, it really worked out, and it was like a moving piece of film, of art. So I really appreciate that. Yeah. And with that, I want to thank you, Sergio, and Catherine for being on the podcast. It's been wonderful to have you and to learn about the whole process of making the film, everything it was about, and the plot and the film in and of itself. Again, I think it's a very moving piece of artwork. So I appreciate you being here, and I wish you all the best with your future endeavors in filmmaking.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity to be on a podcast.